Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What made Gilbert so good?
Man, pretty much everything. The fastball was electric. The way he used it, using the corner up and down, and then the split, the slider. You know, he pretty much had everything working today.
Obviously, they've got good pitchers, but to kind of get manhandled the way you have the last two nights, is that concerning?
No, not at all. It's just you got to give them credit. You know. They got a good pitching staff. We knew that coming in. And then tomorrow, you know, we got to find a way to beat another good arm, you know. So guys will be ready. And we're trying to salvage the series tomorrow.
What is the challenge of facing a team when, you know, you are facing sort of the top tier starter every night?
Yeah, I mean, it's the big leagues, man. And we got good hitters. And then they just, the past two nights, tonight, yesterday, they've been on in their games, you know, and we haven't shown much, but like I said, we got to be ready for tomorrow for another good arm.
What was different for Manaea tonight versus the last two starts?
Yeah, I didn't think he had the life on his pitches, you know, the fastball, and then I don't think he had the depth on the breaking ball on the sweeper. You know, he left it over the plate. Obviously, they got him on that first inning, and then they made him work. You know, some deep counts, some foul balls, some walks, and then, you know, when before you look up, and it's 84 pitches after three innings. So the life on his pitches today, he just didn't have it.
If the offense is not concerning right now, is there at least an element of this that is a bit surprising? Surprising, given the way you guys have been swinging the bat?
I mean, it's baseball, you know. You're going to go through some stretches where, you know, it's going to be hard. And, you know, like I said, you got to give them credit. You know, we got good hitters, but tomorrow we got to find a way.
You guys had basically the best record in baseball for a couple of months there. Of late, it's just slower. What is the common theme of just the recent play, Jim?
No, it's just probably a combination where there's not making pitches when we need to, not scoring enough runs or making a play. But, you know, we will continue to battle, you know. That's part of the schedule. And we got to just continue to fight, continue to stay positive, and, you know, come back tomorrow, like I said, and win a baseball game.
Is there an element of the game that you think needs to be cleaned up right now?
No, we just, you know, we got to keep going. Too good of a player there, and it happens. So, not concerned.
How much confidence did that Reed Garrett inning give you in him?
Yeah, he looked pretty good. Came in, threw strikes. The velo was there. The shape of his pitches, and I thought the bullpen gave us a chance. So that was encouraging, you know, that Brazoban came in, threw a couple of good innings. Obviously, Maton got in trouble there, but it was good to see Reed Garrett back.
What did you think of that double play in the first inning?
Pretty impressive. You know, balls hit hard up the middle, and then Polanco not only making the diving play, but the glove flip, bare hand, probably one of the better plays we've seen this year.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.